Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host tonight, Dr. Alfreda Love, and this is the day, the night that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I'm so excited and delighted that each and every one of you have decided to join me on tonight. I want to thank God, my family, and my friends, and each one of you for tuning in on tonight. For those of you who have been with me since day one, and the newcomers, and those of you who are coming, thank you so much for tuning in, because God is doing a very great thing within our lives. And I want to reiterate on tonight that we are going to, God is speaking, amen, praise God, we're going to talk about the harvest. And God says the harvest, there is growth. He talks about the endurance of the people. He talks about the prosperity of the people and the plans that he have for our lives. And one of the most important and intricate thing that we have to understand is our purpose within this particular realm of what God is doing. And so each week, various times within the week, we are going to reiterate and focus on our different levels as far as the prosperity. We're going to talk about group one. That's the millionaire group. And group two, that is the two-plus million. Amen? And the reason why we're focused on this is because God says it's time, it's the season, and you must begin to prepare people through the ministry of God, through the work of God, because there's nothing like being blessed and you have no idea what to do with your blessing. So that's the basic gist of this particular ministry on tonight. We're going to reiterate the revelation of God. This is for everyone, but as I said before, that portion, when we get to really writing the vision and making it plain, which is laid out in the Bible, it is for those individuals who God has already called, and you know if you've called, if you've been called or not, and then for those individuals who would just like to begin walking in the will of God. And so if you would like to begin walking in the will of God, of course you will be in group one, the millionaire group, because God says that he has plans for our life and his prosperity. We are basically getting rid of the poor spirits. We talk about poor spirits. We're talking about the spirits that dwell in negativity, the spirits that believe that that God cannot raise you up. We're getting rid of all of those. So without further ado, I want to go ahead and read Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9, and it reads, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that stretched out the earth, the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. The morning stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever." I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for blessing us. So we were able to wake up this morning, Lord. We thank you for starting us on our way. We thank you for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength. Lord, we ask, would you bless those who are in the hospital, those who are coming out, and those who are thinking about going in. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the opportunities and blessings that you bestowed upon us today. We say thank you, Heavenly Father, for blessing us, Heavenly Father, to make it safely to our destinations and safely back. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the ministry and the platforms. We thank you for each person who is assembled on tonight and those who will assemble later on and those who will assemble in the upcoming weeks. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to nourish and flourish us in a way that is acceptable and conducive within your sight. We ask, Heavenly Father, if there is any gift that we have that you do not want us to have, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you relinquish it, Heavenly Father. But if there is gifts that need to be opened, we ask, Heavenly Father, would you open up the window and pour out a blessing where we would not have room enough to receive. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the relationship. We thank you for the elevation. And we thank you for the renewal of our spirits. And we thank you for the growth and increase, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the revelation that we are on the brink, we are on the verge, we are on the edge of receiving our breakthrough. I pray for each and every person. I pray for those who say, pray for me. I pray for those who are in bereavement. And I pray for those with disturbed minds. And we ask, would you just continue to help us to be beacons and light to this dark and dismal world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And one of the things that the Lord spoke to me couple of days ago is that God says that throughout the ministry and throughout the platforms, God says one of the ministries within the pillars of this platform is to teach people how to relax. There are a lot of people all around the world, thank God, who listen to this ministry, listen to other ministries, and they come with so much. People come, God says, with the spirit of anxiety, with the spirit of fear, with the spirit of failure. A lot of people, when people come to you, you have to be able to basically create an atmosphere like God. God says ministry or teaching or speaking is more than just speaking the word of God. You have got to set the atmosphere so that the presence of God can enter. When we talk about that, and a lot of people, somebody saying, well, God is everywhere, that is true. But everybody is not, when people wake up, everybody does not have Jesus on their mind. When people come to you, to your ministry, when they come to your conferences, your conventions, God says they are not bringing Jesus with them. And so you have to set the atmosphere. A lot of people call it praise and worship. But God says there has to come a time in which we are able to relax people's minds and we're able to distort and we're able to destroy demons or demonic spirits that people have, because some people, they've had a hectic week, right? And the only peaceful thing that they have to come to is you, right? Your ministry, or the only peaceful thing they have to come to is your church, or the only peaceful thing they have to come to is a convention or something. That's the only peaceful place. And so when you start, God says you have to relax people, right? And one of the things that we talk about is that when you come here, I want you to, you know, we sing that song, Forget About Yourself, and concentrate on Him, God, and worship Him. We want to make sure that when you come, that you lay all of your burdens and give all of your burdens unto God. And we want you to, first of all, just close your eyes, and I'm doing this as well. Close your eyes. And just take a deep breath. Let everything God is speaking that has breath praise the Lord. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath. One more time. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath. Now, this is God is speaking again. What I want you to do this time is I want you to close your eyes. Open your eyes. Close your eyes. Open your eyes. Close your eyes. Open your eyes. You have a decision to make, and you have to make it tonight. The decision is, close your eyes. Do you want to continue to walk into darkness? Do you want to continue to have a poor spirit? Do you want to continue to not know the will of God? Keep your eyes closed. The part of being in the will of God and walking in the will of God, and part of being subjected to God's plans and receiving His prosperity, is to be obedient unto God. Close your eyes. So if your eyes are closed, do you want to continue to stumble in life? Do you want to not know where things are? Do you want to continue to be in the dark? Do you want to continue to walk in a dark world? Do you want to continue to not enjoy the dispensation of the Spirit and the Holy Ghost? Is this what you want? Be because you're familiar with the vicinity or the position that you're in right now. You're very familiar, but God has more for you. Open up your eyes. He has more for you. If you was to step outside right now, and don't do it because it's dark, but if you was to step outside right now, you can see what's at the end of the street, but you can't see what's around the corner. God says, I have something grand for you, but you have to walk by faith and not by sight. But if your eyes are closed, you're subjected, God says, to danger. You're subjected to stumbling and falling. You're subjected to not walking in the will of God. So we must continue as people of God to help people to open up their eyes, so that they can understand the will of God. And that's how we got to the point where we talk about the millionaire. We talk about some people on the second level. God says, I have plans for you. You have to know how to live your life with purpose. Many people are walking around average. That includes me and everybody else. God says, I have so much more for you, but you'll close your eyes. Your eyes are closed, and you have no idea what God has in store. So we just stumble around, and we take whatever, we accept whatever. Open your eyes, and God says, I have all of this. Look around your room. He says, I have this and more for you. If you was to step outside now, if it was daylight, you could see what's down the street. God says, I have more for you. You can't see what's around the corner. He says, you're going to have to learn how to walk by faith and not by sight. The difference, before we get into this, amen, praise God, before we get into our praise and worship with Pastor Benny Hinn, the difference between having your eyes closed and the difference between walking by faith, when you have your eyes closed, you are in control of that. You have a decision. Either you can live your life each day with your eyes closed and walking in the dark, or either you can open them and see the marvelous light, and you can begin to walk in the will of God. When we talk about walking by faith and not by sight, we're talking about having your eyes open, listening to the voice of God, and allowing God to take control over your life. That is a choice. That is a choice, and we have to make that choice. What choice are you willing, or choices are you willing to make? Last time, close your eyes. Are you willing to continue to walk through life with your eyes closed? Do you drive with your eyes closed? Although that GPS is telling you where to go, when God sends you places, put you on platforms, put you among great people, put you with great people, and you do you close your eyes when you drive and you have this GPS? No, you do not. Because I don't care how much this GPS is telling you, you have to be able to see what's around you. When God is guiding us and God is our GPS, God says, I am the light. You are the light of the world. Therefore, you can see. And God says, not only can you see, God says, but I have greater things for you. And you continue to walk, but you walk in light because you are the light. And you are following the light, which is Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen. So let's get busy. So what we're going to do, we're going to listen to Pastor Benny Hinn. Hallelujah. You know that's my favorite song because that's the highest praise. Well, listen to Pastor Benny Hinn. And then after which I want you to, at this particular time, because we have 8 minutes, this song is 8 minutes and 38 seconds long. Whew. In the meantime, I want you to get your papers out. We discussed two groups yesterday, and we're going to briefly recap those things, and we're going to briefly look over our goals, and I'm going to give you some revelations and some directions that the Lord has given. The Lord has dispensated for me, I can speak for myself, four different opportunities today, and that is no joke. Four different opportunities on huge platforms today. From education to radio to ministry to business, four different opportunities that are reachable, that are doable. And so this is real, and we need to get serious about it. But we'll talk about that a little bit later. But let's listen to Pastor Benny Hinn. Hallelujah. You're listening to the AfritaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host tonight, Dr. Afrita Love. That's right.
Don't want to live another day displeasing to another day of grieving you. Not another day. Lift your hands and surrender to Him. There's such a marvelous anointing here. Just a marvelous anointing here. So precious is the Son of God. It's not about you tonight. Not about me. Not about any one of us. It's about the Master.
Amen. That was Pastor Benny Hinn. Hallelujah, which is the highest praise. You are listening to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. We're going to go ahead and get into our session. I want you to write down a couple of notes, and this is for everyone, and then I'm going to get into a very explicit, specific category for groups 1 and 2, because as I said before, the Lord in the Bible said that He had plans for us, and He says He had plans for us to prosper. And one of the things that we're not ministering prosperity, but we're ministering what God has for us in the destiny. And the destiny, as God spoke, is that many individuals, you know, you have that gift that is very valuable. And we started with 1 million, but in actuality, many people are starting out with more than that. And then realistically, as the revelation indicates, there is one group, one person who is already, they've exceeded that 1 million. So we have to make sure that we're also preparing people for higher heights. But there is no secret what God can do, what He's done for others. If you trust and believe in Him, He can do the same thing for us. But we have to make sure that we understand our purpose and God's plan. So on yesterday, I just want to recap very quickly, but on yesterday, we talked about the two different areas of spiritual growth in which individuals would obtain prosperity. When I first started, I started out with group one, and I call that my Millionaires for Christ. I call that the group that God has called you because you have a special gift that is built up inside of you. So when I started out, what I basically said was that with this particular group, there is a plan, and the plan is for you to prosper. And this is very personal. In that, because many different people are on different levels. But let's recap what we talked about on yesterday. I started out by speaking about the Bible, and it indicated that the labor is vast, but the workers are scattered. And the word scattered specifically means that people are in assigned places, but they are unassigned. And so part of this particular ministry, part of this particular teaching, is to get everyone in their assigned places, which God calls the will of God. So this is a ministry that is teaching individuals how to walk into the will of God. But God is saying in your walk, He says that you ought to receive the inheritance and prosperity along the way. And I continue to reiterate that the Bible says that He has plans for our lives, no matter where you are in your life. And the problem we are facing is that there are many people who are in assigned places, but they are unassigned. And so in our preparation, I went on to say that we must think closely about this new endeavor, about this new journey of who we're going to take. I said, you know, when we talk about the foundation of God, we're talking about that which is built on the Word of God. Now, when we talk about this, we was basically speaking about illustrating or writing down everything that we need at this particular time, okay? And we focus specifically on the million-dollar status, okay? What do we need at this time in order to continue to walk in the will of God? With this particular need, many people said, you know, right now I'm facing pain, whether it's physical, mental, spiritual pain, and I need the Lord to take this away so that I can be better for him. Somebody said, you know, I want to start a consulting business, but I need to know what the Lord wants me to speak about, those particular things. And people begin to illustrate their needs. Lord, I want to do this and that, but I don't have the resources. Many people indicated that. And so it's very important that we're specific. So in doing so, we talked about the nature of separate but equal. And this sounds very familiar in history. But in the spiritual tone, God says he has no respect of persons. And that does not mean that God disrespects individuals. It basically means that everybody is on a solid playing field. It's just some people who stay out in the harvest longer than others. It's some people that work for Jesus more than others. It's some people who are more faithful to God than others. But we all have an inheritance, and God says in order to get there, we must first face obedience and teachings and understanding of the Word of God. Because every person has, what, a season. Now, when looking at this particular area, I asked that first group, that millionaire group, I said, your assignment is basically to illustrate your needs and wants, right? That is your assignment. Excuse me, I didn't say wants, no. I said to illustrate your need, down all of your needs. And once you write down all of your needs, I then went on to say, put a realistic time in which you believe that you can concentrate or focus on these needs. Some people put now. Some people put November. Some people put December. Some people put January. Some people put February. Then I said, when you finish, I need you to put when you want, when or the desire. What time frame do you desire this manifestation of God to happen? When do you think you're ready? And I said, you put desire, but say, Lord, I want you to order my steps. So that was for the millionaire group. Now, there's only 1% who listens to this particular ministry, one person, one group, who is over the million-dollar mark. Now, I want to be very clear with this second group. And I, the first group, I need you to listen closely because this is all interrelated. It's just that people are on different levels of faith. People are on different levels of working in the harvest for God. Okay? Now, this particular group, wow. I want you to really focus. I asked you, what does build the foundation around you mean? You are a CEO. You have over a $1 billion industry, business, ministry. Okay? You have different social systems, different systems within one ministry that brings in mega revenue. The point is that God is asking right now, are you writing the vision and making it plain for your team? You have the ability, you are producing leaders from your leadership. That is why you have hit the mark, or you have exceeded the $1 billion mark. Okay? With this particular intent of building shepherds, the question is, once you build your foundation, once the individuals who are under your leadership go out, God says he calls some as apostles, some as ministers, then God says, how are you going to continue to build where they left off, because you're going to have new sheep coming in, so you kind of have to start over. So God says, with that, you're going to have to figure out your team. You're going to have to figure out people that's going to stick with you, and you're going to have to make them leaders within your particular, God calls it, empire. So God says, you're making them leaders, he says, but your space, he says, says the space, because you have built them to become leaders as powerful as you, the space is limited. So God is talking. He goes on to say that your empire is going to increase because you're going to need more capacity within your structure. And they understand what I'm saying. Within your structure so that you can house God calls them spiritual guides within your empire. Because once you have created shepherds, you don't want all of your shepherds to leave. So you're going to have to create space, and that's why God went on to say that when you look at your empire, he says there is no limit because you're in line with God. You're doing the will. You're doing the work of God. Okay? So that's where we are. That is where we are. Now, what I want you to do for tonight, okay, because we're going to talk about, I gave you three levels. Let me go back to our million-dollar crew. I gave you three levels, and with these three levels, I asked you to identify where you were, and this is for our million-dollar group. This is for our group who is walking in the will of God, our new group. I said you're expecting a blessing if you basically say, I heard the voice of the Lord. I have always wanted to. I'm a good so-and-so. You are expecting. That means you are expecting a blessing. So at this particular time, when we look at that $1 million, you're expecting this. You are preparing to come on board. You are preparing to live out your goals. If you are in labor, I am gifted, but there are no opportunities for my gift. I have not found a place where I can deposit my gifts. God has taken care of me and given me abundance, but I have much more. I just need a chance. You are in labor. Labor does not mean travail. Basically, it means when you say that you are in labor, that means that you're already en route. You just have to figure out a way or a place where you can deposit your gifts. Where people, let me be very clear about this, because this is a very tender time in your life, okay? You have to be very intentional with this. When you're talking about people, that's why it's very important, embrace your gift. People who are not in competition or intimidated by your gift, you have to find a place on good ground. God says on good soil, on good ground, where you can basically deposit your gift and help as many people as possible. You need to get around people who are thinking positive, people who want to see other people move up, people who want to see other people prosper. And that's why God says he's snatching people from different venues. He says because the people that they are around, they're either afraid of their gifts or they do not allow them to deposit their gifts in a way that they can help to build up not only the kingdom but the organizational structure. It's very important that, first of all, and the reason why we have our needs and wants, that our hearts are right, so that when we encounter people, right, we have that spirit of we're not jealous of their gifts. We embrace their gifts. If you're good at speaking, great for you. If you're good at teaching, great for you. If you're good and you have rapport with people, great for you. We want people like that around us. So if you are in labor, it's very important that you immediately find people who are not afraid of your gifts. And let's just be real. I need to stick a pin here because God is speaking. Amen. Praise God. Listen to me very closely. When you go out in the world and when you're seeking places, whether you are trying to open up a school, and that's for one of these individuals who are at the 2 million mark, whether you are opening up a business, whether you're starting something that the Lord has blessed you and anointed you with, whether you're in an organization working for someone, listen to me very closely. Everybody is not going to embrace your gift. Everybody is not going to welcome your gift for whatever reason. And you have to get over that, and you have to find places and people who embrace your gift. Some people are actually afraid. Some people don't want to see you do good. Let's just be real. And so that's very important that if you are in labor, you have to pray to God. We have to pray to God. God, send me to places where people will embrace my gift and they won't be scared. If somebody comes to me right now and they're a great speaker, great. Let's see how we can work together. Amen. That's just the type of heart I have. Because I feel that God has blessed me with a niche as well. Amen. Praise God. And so you have to get around people, organizations, and groups who want to see you do well, and I mean genuinely. And I'm going to tell you this right now, it's very scarce. Very scarce. So when you find those people, when you find those places, you better keep them. That's labor. Now, when we talk about being ready, we're going to talk a little bit about this tonight, dilating. Dilating means to expand. The group that's at the $2 million mark, I keep saying billion. The individuals who are at the $2 million mark, this goes for you as well. You're expanding. The characteristics I have experienced so much these last months. You've been through so many storms. You've been through things that you would never imagine. But God has been good to me, and I just can't tell it all. And I'm living under the grace of God, and I have mass potential. You have mass potential. You are good at what you do, and Lord knows you are. But I have to find the right people and places to use my motivation. I can be a positive impact, or I can create opportunities. You are an entrepreneur. You are a person that needs to find. All you need is you need to, first of all, make sure you're praying to God every day, because God says you're on the brink. Make sure that you're looking. So begin to look for places. Begin to seek out people and network with people. And I'm not talking about just anybody, because everybody is not for you. But at this particular time, you need to make sure that you are ready, because God is going to give it to you. But there are different levels, and you cannot deliver your gift as a premature birth. You cannot deliver this gift early. It has to be right on time. That's why it's so very important. God says that we dilate, that we understand what dilation is. Okay? And God says that for the $2 billion, amen, praise God, $2 billion is coming to you, $2 million, you're going to have to realize and understand that your expansion is going to be fast. You're going to have to understand that. It's going to be fast. But you have to understand the process, because just because it's fast, God says, doesn't mean that you give labor to it quickly. You have to get these people in place, $2 million people, $1 million persons. You have to get these people in place, and you have to make sure that everybody, God is showing me, praise God, God is showing me his 12 disciples. He says, you know, I ate with these people. He says, I taught these people, he says, and they betrayed me. You have to make sure, because this is very serious, and I'm doing this because God said do it. I'm not doing this because I'm doing this because I'm being obedient to God. You have to make sure that when you decide to choose these people in these places, you have to make sure, be very sure, that God has assigned these people to an assigned place. You can't just pick these people because of whatever reason. You have to have assigned people in assigned places. You have to pray to God, God, who is it that really want to see me succeed? God, who is it that's not afraid of my gifts and my talents? Who is it? Where should I deposit? Where should I give birth to these particular areas? I'm telling you, God is speaking right now. It's very forceful. God says you have to be careful. And I know that for a fact. Everybody is not for you. It does not matter. You have to be careful, and you have to make sure that people are not afraid of your gifts. You have to make sure that people are not trying to destroy you. Everybody that you run is not going to love God as much as you do, and let's face it. But at the same time, with this, God says it's very important, because this is massive. This is huge. It's big. God says it's very important that you are strategic about who you allow to be attached to what he has given unto you, because we do not want Satan in any of this. And so that means you're going to have to always pray. God says he had to remove Satan out of heaven because Satan was going to and fro seeking whom he can devour. And so in this, God says even when he was teaching, even when he had his disciples, he says they betrayed him. He says, I ate with these people. They betrayed him. They was afraid of his talents. Amen? So you have to, it's very important. I cannot stress it enough. And I have 300 people on the line. in one group, one person is over the $1 million mark, and some of y'all are real close. But listen to me very closely. This is very important that you understand this process, expecting and labor and ready, even if you're expecting. You have to make sure you have the right people in your camp to make sure that you're talking and listening to the right people. You have to make sure that when you're in organizations, whether you're starting your own business, whether you're in an organization, whether you're at work, you have to make sure. You have to make sure that people are really for you. You have to make sure that people are really fair and showing equity. You have to make sure all of those particular things is very important. We're talking about God's blessings. We're talking about millions of dollars. We're talking about this particular thing that God is going to bless us with that's going to impact many people. It's very important because if you have one bad apple, it could spoil and ruin the whole thing. So it's very important that you begin praying. You're putting down your goals. You're putting down how you're going to build this foundation around you, but it's very important. You have to make sure that you have genuine people. You don't want any under-the-table stuff. You don't want any not being truthful. You don't want any of that because God does not dwell in mess. He does not dwell in underhandedness. He does not dwell in lies. He does not dwell in people who are afraid of your gifts. He does not dwell in that. So it's very important that you pray. God says tonight, he says pray that from this day forth, from this night forth, that you meet people or that you have people that you can trust. You have people who are motivated by your gifts, not intimidated by your gifts. You have people who are honest. You have people who are fair. It's very important. This is huge, ladies and gentlemen. This is not for everybody. God just spoke. He says, this is not for the public. This is not just where anybody can write down, this is what I want. God says, I have called you. If you are on the line listening to me right now, God has called you. If you're going to listen to me in a week from now, a month from now, God has called you. This is very strategic. This is not just for anybody. You have to understand this, expecting and labor and ready. You have to make sure, I'm going to say it one more time, I want to reiterate it. You have to make sure at this particular time, at this particular moment, that you have people who embrace your gifts, who are not afraid of your gifts, who welcome your gifts. And you have to be careful who you have in your camp. Jesus continues to show me the disciples. He talks about Judas. He continues to show me. You have to be careful. Okay? So that was that. Whew. I was in that zone. Okay, praise God. Now, here we go. So on today, we talked about, and we're going to start talking at this particular time. We talked about the date, and we talked about the desire, when you desire this. And I'm going to be very honest with you. I pray to God, and God answered my prayers. And God says, continue to pray. It's going to get better. And so, I want you to focus real quick. I want you to write this down before we get into tonight's lesson. I want you to write this down. It's very important, y'all, because this is getting ready to happen, and I have to prepare you. That is my job. Okay. So I want you to write down now in November. Okay. So those are your priorities. Put priorities. And so whatever goal that you put, when I talked about your reasonable, write down reasonable, service, I want you to continue to do that on tonight. I'm going to continue to remind you every day, and I'm going to remind myself because I need to be faithful. And I tell you what, when I did my reasonable portion that I put down, it got better. It got better. And so once we do that, and then we ask God, God, what do we want God to do? Okay? Don't worry at this time what God's going to do. God is going to take care of God. God is going to do his job. We need to make sure we're doing our job. And so it was just, I asked you to write down what you wanted God to do, right, so that you could be aware. But you really need to focus on the priorities, which is now in November, and your reasonable service. Okay? That covers that. Now, as far as the $2 million group, right, you need to make sure at this time, you need to be very sure, because I'm going to tell you like this, you are very scholarly. You need to make sure that your people, right, understand your vision. God says that there is no limit. There is no limit. Did you hear what I said? This is a blessing, y'all. I'm telling you, if you keep working for God, you can get to this point. God says there is no limit. Ask for that you will not receive. Do you hear me? He says because you don't ask in vain. You're not asking because you're trying to keep up with the Joneses. You're not asking because you want your ministry or your organization to be better than somebody. You're asking because you need it. He says there is no limit to this $2 million group. Are you kidding me? There is no limit. And so with this, and I'm getting excited, with this, you need to make sure, and you have to be very sure that your vision is made clear to the people whom you decided, whom God have decided to attach to this project. Where did you decide to house this project? This is not something that's just a system that's working to bring in revenue. This is a system that it actually needs a place. Unless you have to sit down and you have to create, you have to get a team. You can't do this alone. You have to get a team who is knowledgeable, this is the $2 million group, knowledgeable about the business, and you have to come up with, God says, a blueprint. Where do you want this? And I believe God is talking about a school for kids, some type of shelter. You know what God is talking about. Where do you want it? You have to be very specific. This is not just a system. You're used to the system. This is not a system. You're going to have to come up, and you're going to have to really let people know your vision. God says there is no limit. Then you, what is your reasonable service? You have goals. You did goals yesterday. You wrote down goals. What is your reasonable service? What do you want to do? One of the things that you need to put on here is you need to be able to write the vision and make it plain as soon as possible. Because for you, this is not something that is going to be 2 years from now. This is going to be for a couple of months from now, right? So you have to make sure, and the ball is going to start rolling a couple of days from now. So you have to be ready to explain your vision and make it plain, and you have to have a blueprint of how and how you want it to look and how you want it to be situated and what you want the goals to be. You're going to have to write the plan down, how to run it, how to operate the budget, what is the budget, how much do you need. You're going to have to write all of that down, and you're going to have to make it plain and present it. Amen? Amen. So it's very important. Now then, so where's my $1 million group? My $1 million group. Go ahead and write that number down because I want you to get used to this number. Go ahead and write it down. Go ahead and write it down. It's okay to write it down. Go ahead and write it down. A $1 million group, go ahead and write it down. Okay. Now, okay, we talk about the word dilation. Not Galatians, amen. Dilation with a D. Dilation. First of all, let's define it. And I want the $2 million group to stay with me, and I want you to write it down as well because you need to know this, because it's going to move fast for you, but you're going to have to move at the pace of God. People want to move fast because it's bringing in a lot of revenue and it's going to benefit a lot of people. But God says that we're not moved by people. We're moved by the move of God, okay? Dilation, okay? And we're going to listen to God with this. This is nothing scripted. This is nothing made up. This is nothing that I planned. We're going to actually listen to the will of God, and we're going to go up to the number 5. So go ahead and write dilation 1, dilation 2, dilation 3, dilation 4, and dilation 5. Okay? Actuality, there's 10, but we're going to go to 5 on tonight, and we'll do the next 5 because I don't want to overwhelm you because there are some things that's God wants us to do with each one. Dilation number one, okay? With dilation number one, God is saying dilation number one is extensive prayer. Extensive prayer. When you pray, it's very important that you put in, that you add in your understanding, our understanding and wisdom about this new thing that is about to take in our lives. It's very important that we pray each and every day. When we think about it, man, we should be praying. It's very important. God says extensive prayer is number one, dilation number one. With extensive prayer, God says when you begin to dilate, He says you begin to feel different. And I'm not gonna joke with you. I felt different today. I felt like a new person today. I'm going to tell you the signs and symptoms of each one. Amen. Praise God. God said just let them know what the dilations are and then the symptoms. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, extensive prayer. That's number one. Number two, right? Number two, God says rams in the bush. And we're going to explain what that is. And God says He wants you to think about Moses. He wants you to think about when God was that burning bush. Okay? Put God by the bush. Amen. Praise God. So we have extensive prayer, ram in the bush. Number three, God says during this time of dilation, God indicated there's going to be a change. We're going to elaborate on that in a few minutes. This goes for both groups. So this is not just for the millionaire group. This is for the two and on up. Okay? So you have extensive prayer. You have ram in the bush. You have change. Now to number four. God calls it delineation. 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 Or delineate, delineation. Okay? Number five. Give me just a second. So we have prayer, ram in the bush, change, delineation. God is still saying it. Prosperity. Prosperity. All right, let's talk about it. We're going to go on the unction of the Spirit. Amen. So you have to bear with me. If you hear a pause, we are going and we're moved by the unction of the Spirit. Okay, so we're up to the dilation. And this is the dilation is for those who are ready. This is for the $1 million and the $2 million plus. Number one, prayer, extensive prayer. We talk about prayer. God says when we wake up in the morning, after we thank God for blessing us to wake up, blessing our families, and blessing our friends, God wants us to specifically say thank you for what is to come. For instance, Lord, I thank you for my new consulting business. Generating. I want you to already claim it. God, yes, sir. God says, claim it. Claim it. Because you have to get in the mindset. Our life is going to change. Put that number on top. I want you to get used to looking at this number. Okay? Prayer. And you have to literally say, Lord, I thank you for my new, I'm just making this up, consulting business, generating prosperity. Do not put a price tag on it. God says, amen, praise God. God says that some of you will exceed $1 million your first time. When I talk about that, I'm talking about your business. I'm talking about the systems that are put in place. Your first time really getting your business off the ground, not your first time, like your first gig, you'll get $1 million. No, some of you may, I don't know. But I'm saying your first time getting your business running, God says you're going to exceed this. So do not put a number on it. Right? He says claim that every day. Every single day when you get up, claim it. Okay? Number two. Talk about the ram in the bush. Do you remember when we talked about the ram in the bush and we saw Saul, right? And Jesus was the burning bush and he got our attention. God says, put the word attention. It's simple. God says, pay attention to his word and to his promise. God says that he is going to be our leader. He's going to be our guide. He's going to keep us on track. He's going to be that bush. He's going to be that reminder. God has decided, God has chosen to be the head of this. He says, because this is his plan. This is his will. He says, I am the Alpha. I am the Omega. I am the beginning and I am the end. He says, I am the ram in the bush. So when you feel like, this is specifically right now for the $2 million, I'm talking about this example, when you feel like you have built shepherds and you feel like that your shepherds are leaving now because you have established them, God says that he is going to send more unto you. He says, but the capacity of your systems are going to expand because those shepherds need to remain there in order for your empire, in order for your the knowledge to continue to flow systematically, because you're going to have an influx of individuals who's going to come to your empire. And so you have to have those individuals who already understand, because you're going to have an influx. So the ram, the bush, God says that you will never be without a great leader. You will never be without a great teacher. So that's the ram in the bush. God says that this is his plan, and because this is his plan, God's going to make sure that it is, in other words, that everybody's in place. Everybody's assigned. That's the ram in the bush. Number three, we talked about change. It's very obvious. Put the word obvious. God says that your life is going to change. God says that you, with this particular change, God talks about your company. When we talk about, there are two different companies, and we're hearing from God. I want you to write company twice. God says the company that you keep and the company that will be yours. Possessive, you will own, because this is God's. God says the company that you will keep, he says, is going to expand. When we talk about the company, God talks about the people. God says that there is a need for what you have. There is a need for what God is going to bring unto you. It is going to attract. It's going to be magnetic to people from all walks of life. You're going to be among great people. Who are great people? Great people are not just defined as people who understand and who have wisdom and knowledge and people who are wealthy. Great people are people who are able to change, help change the world, people who God has given his innate talents to. He says you're going to be connected with them like a magnet. So you're going to change. It's going to be an obvious change. He says you're going to change. Your mentality is going to change. Your confidence is going to change. He says you're going to change. Your whole disposition is going to change. He says your space is going to change. He says your outlook is going to change. There's going to be a change over you. He says your whole everything is going to change because it's going to expand. He's going to add things unto your life, and all of these things will be added unto you. You're going to have so much that you're going to have to begin to give things away. God says that is part of your reasonable service, charity, and giving things away. He says it's going to expand. Then he talks about the company. He says the company is going to have a makeover. For the $2 million group, you already have things established. You already have things in place. He says, but it is going to expand. That's God is showing me some land. Amen. Praise God. Oof. This $2 million group, I tell you, y'all going to have to do some workshops. You're just going to expand. Amen. A whole bunch of land. It's mega. It's huge. And there's going to be an expansion because you're growing many different people, and the more we are aligned with God, God says the more that things happen and the more things are expanded. Then we talk about to delineate. Number four, God talks about delineation. He talks about there's going to be, in other words, how we delineate. He says there's so many systems, there's so many things that this encompass that we're going to have to be very specific about the position or the boundaries or the borders. This is a $2 million group. You're going to have to delineate what basically each systematic program, how far you will go with each program. You're going to have to be very specific about time measurements as far as how much time you want to utilize in building programs, how much time you want to utilize in your staff members. For those who are in the million-dollar mark, delineation basically means that you're going to have to be able to budget. Period. You're going to have to be able to understand how to, when you have people who are in your group, you're going to have to understand all of those things. It's very important. Delineation is very important because it's a behavior that is socially occurring, and it means that we have to be sure that we're able to sketch and trace and outline things that, what are the boundaries? How far are you willing to go? That's what it's asking, delineation. Then God says simply prosperity. So your life is going to change for the better. We talk about prosperity. God says not only are we talking about your prosperity as in life, what you have, what God is going to bless us with, but a peace of mind. You will no longer have a poor spirit. You will no longer have a poor heart. You will be renewed. You will be refreshed and energized so that you can help, so that we can help the people. God said this is all about helping people. This is all about those individuals who really give back to people and who work for God. Those people, God says, who have been displaced, not only by the hurricane but by life. This is for those people who have lost something. These are for those prodigal sons and daughters who are coming back home. This is for those disenfranchised individuals. This is for those who were overlooked. This is for those who are in a dark place. This is for those who are coming out of a storm. God says this is your place of refuge. This is his plan for your life. Blessing in disguise. And so, extensive prayer, a ram in the bush, change, delineation, prosperity, this goes for both groups. It's very important that you understand your position with God. It's very important to sum things up, that you understand that there are 10 dilations, not Galatians, dilations, and we're going to talk about the next 5 tomorrow. It's very important that when you go to bed tonight, you begin to thank God because it's already done. But God says, ask God to continue to order your steps. It's there. But right now we're going through the process. God says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. He says, because you're a great leader and because you actually help grow people and they go out, he says, I want to bring other people in, but I'm going to also create space so that you can keep some of those shepherds and so that they can continue to grow. And you can build a network. Talk about change. It's going to be an obvious change. God talks about the ram in the bush. He talks about when Saul was on that road. He says there's going to be a change in your life. There's going to be a change in the people in your company. It's going to expand. Your business is going to expand. You're going to be on more platforms. Delineation. God says you have this. $1 million. You're going to have to be able to budget. You're going to have to be able to say, this is what I need. Right? For those that God has given you unlimited, wow, God says you are strong enough in the faith that you know when to stop because you're used to it. You know when to stop. You know how far to go. And God expects you to continue to delineate with this project. Then prosperity. God says that he has promised. And so he says he's going to pour out. When he talks about pouring out the blessings where you won't have enough room to receive, he says when your cup runneth over, don't throw the residue away. Don't leave it sitting on a table symbolically. Don't pour it out in the sink. He says make sure that somebody whose cup is empty are now filled. He says go out and be an impact to the world. Go out and help other people. I'm going to tell you this because I have to be obedient to God. Then we're going to get into our announcements. I'm talking to you for a second because it's very important. This is very important, ladies and gentlemen. This ministry right now is public. Everybody in the world can hear it. But God is saying right now, He has called certain people, and you know who you are. But the people who are listening, God says you can begin and get started as well. But listen to me very closely. I know that sometimes life can be very tricky because we deal with people, and I love people. But you have to understand that this is very important, and I can't stress it enough as God is stressing, that you have people in your camp who want to see you do well. You have people in your camp who see the best in each situation and make the best decision for your life. You want to make sure you have people in your camp who are confident enough in their abilities to not be fearful of your abilities. You have to be confident enough to know that you can trust each and every person in your camp. How do you do that? You trust God. You continue to listen to God. That's why God says you listen to Him. He is a ram in the bush. And it's very important that you listen to the voice of God and make sure that the individuals that you select are authorized, called by God. It's very important that we do that. That is probably the most important thing. God says because people can either create opportunities in an organization or they can destroy, literally destroy opportunities within an organization. And so you have to make sure that you have everybody right in assigned places. Assigned places need assigned people. You don't just randomly select someone. You have to make sure that God has assigned them to the place. It's very important that each and every day, God, Lord, send me the right people. Lord, when you bless me with this huge endeavor, that I have the right people, I have the correct people on my team. Lord, bless me, Heavenly Father, to be the shepherd that you want me to be. You have to make sure that in each and everything that you do that. Very, very important. Amen? It's very important that you do that. This is not, and I want to reiterate, it's not a fairy tale. This is real. There is somebody in this ministry who is already over this mark. God speaks 1%. There is somebody in this ministry who is about to build a huge empire that's going to impact a lot of people. And God says you can't do it alone. And then there are a whole bunch of people that God is getting ready to give you million-dollar gifts. God says receive and accept. But in doing so, He says things must be done decent and in order. You cannot at this particular time, this is a fragile time because God has just revealed this. You cannot allow people to discredit you by any means. You cannot lose your focus. You have to remain in this race. Very important. Your goals on tonight, your homework, million-dollar crew, is to review your now in November. And with that, you continue to do your reasonable portion. Don't worry about what God is going to do. Because you made your request known to God. God does what He wants to do. But you make sure that you're doing what you promised to do. Because God is going to come through. The question is, are we going to come through? So, right now, your job is to focus on the now and the November, the million-dollar group, and also to review, to look over the dilation steps, right? God says that each and every one of us have at least dilated to one, and that's prayer. But I want you at this time, and this is for the millionaire group only right now, I want you to look at the dilation group check mark by prayer. Number two, a ram in the bush. I want you to put a check mark. Now, number three, at this particular time, for the million-dollar group, we are working on number three. It's a work in progress. Okay? But you're going to see changes in your life, says the Lord. You're going to see more opportunities, says the Lord. Why? Because you're praying more. Because you believe that God is that ram in the bush. When you feel like that you're getting low in your gifts, you're losing strength. When you feel like in your business is slow, God says, I'm the ram of the bush. He says, if he was able to feed 5,000 with two fish and five loaves of bread, he said, what more do you think he can do for you? And you're only one person. He says, trust him. When things look low, when things look dim, he says, trust him. He is the ram in the bush. He is the one that's going to take care of us. God has already made that promise, that commitment. He says, I'm going to take care of you. If your business is already flowing, listen to me, $2 million group, and your business is slow 1 month, God says, I'm the ram of the bush. I'm the one that took the two fish and five loaves of bread. What more will I do for you who is only one? Okay? Change. No one has dilated to three with the $1 million group yet, because we're too busy still trying to pray and wrap this around our head that God is about to do this for us. You chose me. God says, why not? You belong to me. He says, I'm going to take care of you no matter what. That's a promise. God says, I got you covered no matter what. No matter what goes, no matter what comes, no matter what this world throws, he says, whatever I want you to have, you're going to have it. Well, he says, I'm going to cover you, and I'm going to take care of you, and I'm going to make sure that my plan is fulfilled for your life. That's a promise. So number three, we know that we've at least dilated to two. Everybody's on number three right now. And I want you to focus on number one and two. Do not worry about getting to three, four, and five yet. Right now, God says that we need to worry about one and two. And this is the million-dollar group. One and two. Prayer and supplication. Claim it already. God says he's the ram in the bush. Remember this, and this is for both groups. God says, I'm the one who took two fish and five loaves of bread. I'm the one that told Lazarus to get up. I'm the one who healed the blind. I'm the one who created the heavens and earth. And because of that, you are heirs of what I have created. Okay? So we're on one and two. So nobody should be on three yet. Praise Lord. Now, for our, so the assignment, as I said before, is to continue. Million-dollar individuals in looking at the now in November in your reasonable portion. Don't worry about what you ask God to do, because God's going to do it. You're going to have to remain faithful. And then let's look at our dilation, prayer and ram in the bush. That's there. God says that is planted. It's already there. Now we have to focus on those two and focus on understanding and realizing that. Okay? Now, $2 million group. Here we go. $2 million group is very important. That your assignment, $2 million group, is to make sure, as I said before, that the vision is plain. You should be right now creating your blueprint. And with your blueprint, you should be creating your reasonable service. Whereas the $1 million group wrote down their goals, and so did you. you understand your goals and you recognize your goals, but at this particular time, you should be creating your blueprint and your reasonable service. What are you going to do to make sure that this comes to pass? What are you going to do to make sure that all of your teammates, because you already have a group, understand your vision and they have made it plain? What are you going to do? And so you need to put that. That's why I said build a foundation around you so that you can articulate the vision to the other people. They're ready for your vision, but you have to let them know what the vision is, and you have to make it plain so that the vision can come to manifestation. And with that, you're going to have, it's not going to just be systems that bring in revenue. It's going to actually be a physical building, and God is showing a lot of land. And right now the land has absolutely nothing on it. It's huge. And so you're going to have to make this vision plain. And you're going to have to assign people in assigned places. And you already know about that. Now let's talk about the dilation for the $2 million grouping on up. Right? Extensive prayer. That's already there. You already know how to do that. Matter of fact, you demonstrate. You show people how to do that. Then we'll talk about the rams in the bush. Right, you know how to utilize your resources. You know about budget. You know about how to have fundraisers. You know how to bring in revenue. You know that. You have it down pat. Number three, we'll talk about change. Your life has already changed, right? But let's stop at number three, because with this change, God says it's going to change even more, and you have to be flexible and adapt to this new change, because it's going to take more of your time, because it's going to take more of your energy, because you have to make this vision plain, because this is very extensive. And so once again, the $2 million group, you're on number three as well. Change overnight. It's a process. Your status, your life, all those things is a process. Right? And God's speaking progress. You're progressing. And so change, we've only dilated to two. And we're working on three. And so with that, you're going to have to, your assignment is to write the vision and make it plain and continue to work on your blueprint. And your blueprint is not going to be overnight, because you're going to have to build this structure. And within this infrastructure, you're going to have to show what each part of that building represents. And you're going to have to put the right people in those places who are good at those niches. You're going to have to do recruiting. You're going to have to do all those things. You're going to have to look at your budget, figure out what you have, what you don't have, what you need, how to bring in, generate more revenue. You've got to figure out all of that. But God is saying that there is no limit. He says, but you know your boundaries. You know how to delineate, and that's your strength. Delineation is your strength. That's another sign that this is for you. Delineation, being able to delineate. So everybody's on really number two for a fact, and we're all changing, and we're going to experience those changes. So once again, the homework is for the $1 million work on now in November. Those are our priorities in the reasonable service. And understand that, go ahead and claim it with extensive prayer. And understand that God is a ram in the bush. You're not going to run out. God is the ram in the bush. Go for it. Believe in God. Trust in God. For our $2 million grouping on up, you need to make sure you get that vision out there. Make it clear. Make it plain. Make sure that your blueprint is set. Make sure that you understand where everything will be, right? And make sure that, once again, you are already claiming it. What God is getting ready to do, understanding God is a ram in the bush. I know that with this $2 million group, you have so many people. And one of the questions is, how are we going to be able to serve all these people? You have the people. How are we going to be able to serve them? God says, I'm the ram in the bush. Whatever resources you need is out there. God says, there is no limit. And remember that we're constantly trying to change. Change does not take place overnight. So that's that, okay? All right, so on tomorrow, God's will, what we're going to do is we're really going to focus. I'm going to bring a message on tomorrow, God's will, and then we're going to start with our needs and wants. But we're going to try to touch on this particular aspect at least once a day, because God wants us to really understand this, and it's coming. And I want to make sure that I'm ready, that we're ready, because it's coming. And so it's very important that we continue to listen to the voice of God. is very important, okay? Listen to the voice of God. Listen to the voice of God always and forever, okay? So with that being said, I want to thank each and every one of you for listening to the AfritaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com. Be sure to encourage someone, tell someone that the AfritaLoveShow.com was on tonight. If you want to be on the ministry, if you're an author, writer, actor, actress, someone with a positive message, you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. Love to have you on the ministry. I have a couple of interviews lined up for individuals who are coming on the ministry. In addition to that, make sure you continue to pray for all of your family members. When you do, put them all in one line and pray for them one by one. Be sure to pray for yourself and pray for those you know and those you do not know, because the prayer of the righteous availeth much. Be sure to pray for yourself as well. It's very important. Be sure to pray for yourself as well. It's very important. In addition to that, as I said before, make sure you check out our Freedom Love Show .com and StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. Be sure to check all that out. Be sure to continue to just trust in God with all of your heart. Be sure that you know some of the events that are coming up. Be sure of that. And be sure to just continue to pray unto God. It's very important that we always pray unto God and that we do the will and the work of God, because God is able and he will not fail. In addition to that, there are many different events coming up. Be sure to check my Facebook page. There are many different authors and writers and actresses with many different events. There are also CD releases. Be sure to check that out. I need to catch up with CD releases on my email, so be sure to send in your CD releases or anything that you have, because we're going to go back to our top 10 or top Billboard gospel artists. Also understand that we're going to also construct many other different things as well, as far as different events and things of that nature. So look out for that. As I said before, for our different groups, make sure that you continue to trust in God. It's very important. Make sure you continue to focus on God. Do not let anyone deter you from the will of God. God's plan was always for us to prosper. And God says that we must be guided and taught how to prosper in the name of Jesus. Okay? So come back on tomorrow, God's will, because we have many different you'll have the ministry of God. God is going to give me something to say on tomorrow, God's will. I'm not sure what it's going to be, but God has a word for the people. And so because God has a word for the people, I'm going to give that word to the people, and then I'll bid you a great night. I do want to say this. Once again, I've been reading in the newspaper. I've been reading online about many different things that are going on in the world. You know, if we're praying for each other, if we're taking care of each other, there's no way that we could hurt each other. There are things that's happening in the schools. There are things that's happening in communities. And there are a lot of things occurring because we are not praying unto God. There are a lot of things occurring because some of us don't know who God is. And I subject to you and submit to you that if you don't, then this is a good time to know who God is. God accepts us just for who we are. And you haven't done anything so bad that God would not accept us. Look at the prodigal son. It's very important. We're going to continue to pray for our schools. We're going to continue to pray for our communities. And I continue to pray for each and every one of you and myself as well. You know, it's very important that when you have God in your heart, you're able to pray some things off. You're able to pray to God. You're able to forgive individuals, and you're able to move on with your life. I know that there are people who are just, I mean, seriously, you are just, people have made you so angry. And you have to understand that we serve a loving God. We serve a good God, and it's very important that you remain in the Word of God at all times. And when you do that, you're able to forgive and you're able to move on. And so, you know, I want you guys to take care of your young children. You know, I'm reading about parents that are abandoning their children, parents that are killing their children. You know, I need you to stop. If you don't want them, put them up for adoption. You know, there are a lot of people who want to adopt kids. You know, you have to, when you have children, small children, large children, grown children, you have to be patient. Patient, have the patience of Job. You know, you have to be ready for that. That's a big change in your life. You have to be ready for that, and you have to be patient. They didn't ask to come here. You have to realize that you made that decision. You made that choice. And so it's very important, you know, if you feel like you're losing your cool or your temper, then the best thing to do is to, you know, make sure that you relax yourself, because these are your children. And when you decide, you know, you're going to have patience with them. That's part of parenting, having patience with these young people and children. It's very important. And so, you know, it really breaks my heart when I hear that a baby was found abandoned, or that someone killed their children, or someone lost their cool, or, you know, that's really heartbreaking. And so there are many different options that you have. You know, if you decide that for whatever reason that you do not have patience and you want to go to the next level, it's very important that we have to take care of our children, our youth, because they're precious. They didn't ask to come here. That's the thing that you have to remember. So when they're crying, the babies are crying, and, you know, you comfort them, you know, or you just read a bedtime story, put on some music, whatever, you know. But it's very important that you make sure that your patience are not tested. You know, you have to have patience, and God is teaching us. He says you have to have patience in everything. You know, and sometimes God says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. So when you're tired and you're like, you know, I don't want to hear this hollering, remember patience. It's very important. And so, you know, I'm just asking around the world if we could go one day without hearing about, you know, just bad news. And that's everywhere. You know, just be good to everybody. Treat everybody like you want to be treated. You know, young men, respect these ladies. You know, ladies, be respectable. You know, if you want something, go work for it. Don't think from somebody else. You know, love everybody. Don't hate on anybody. God has a plan for your life. God is showing us this right now. He says, your plan, my plan for your life is to prosper. That goes for everybody, every single person. You know, if you feel like you won't have patience with children, don't have any. But you can't decide, right, after you have a child, when they get 12 months, when they get 1 year old, you can't decide, well, I don't want to be a parent anymore. You can't decide that. If you do decide that, put them up for adoption. Don't leave them at the fire station. Don't abandon them, right? We have to make decisions. So, with that being said, you know, I just, as I said before, I've been reading a lot in the paper, been reading a lot on the internet, and I want us to do better. I want us to, when you send your child off to school, pray for your child. Pray for their teachers. Parents, when you come up to the schools and you go to different organizations and community events, be respectable. You know, there are certain guidelines that, you know, students are expected to follow in the schools. You know, when you come out to the real world, there are guidelines that we have to follow, whether we want to or not. And so keep your cool when you go to the schools, when you go to organizations. Keep your cool. You know, ask questions. Make sure, you know, if you feel like something's not right, then express it. But be cordial about it. Okay? So my thing is, can we go a day? A day. Starting. Can we go a day without hearing about somebody went off at a school, or something happened in an organization, or somebody was violated in a community, somebody did it? Can we go a day? Just a day. We got to pray about it. We have to do better. We have to, it's important, ministers, and I'm talking to you now. It's important that we get the word of God out. It's not too churchy. You can never be too churchy, because we have people who are steady dying out there. And we have pastors in those prospective cities that have the opportunity to have revivals, have the opportunity to have ministries, to show people other ways, show people how to love. And so it's very important that we get on our jobs as speakers, as ministers. We get on our job and we help people along the way. I really appreciate each and every one of you listening. We have so many people on the line on tonight. Thank you so much for tuning in. Be sure to come back on tomorrow, God's will, as we will have the word of God, and I will touch a little bit on the two groups on each day that we have our ministry, to make sure I'll check in with you to make sure that you're following the will of God and that I'm following the will of God as well. But come back on tomorrow. Someone asks you in a few hours, actually. Someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about. You tell them that love is chip because God is love. Till next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Afrida. Love.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Afrida Love. Reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.